La série sur la parole par les 106. Conformel to the image of the eldest son. Brian Kozurek. Julie 19th, 2009. KJV roman 8h28-30. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. 29 for me brought for Eknov. That's Ephesians 1:3-4 we were in him, before the foundation of the world, 29 for me brought for Eknov. Hebrew also then predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That Hebrew might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, if Jesus Christ is the firstborn amongst many brethren, then Hebrew is the eldest son in a very large family of brothers. 30 moreover them Hebrew, din predestined before him. Them Hebrew also callen before him, and those them Hebrew callen before him. Them Hebrew also justified before him, and them Hebrew has already justified before him. Them Hebrew also has glorified already in his stood before the foundation of the world. That is why the same apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1:3-5 blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What blessed is with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ, 4 according Hebrew had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy, consecrated and set apart for him and we to blame before him or in his presence. Then 5. In love Hebrew has predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. So funny not only did Hebrew choose us or selected us out while we were yet in him, before the foundation of the world. But Hebrew that selected us out also foreordained our end to be adoptable son. Conformed to the image of his uniquely born. Firstborn son Jesus. Sophonie Hebrew predestined our past to that very conforming to the image of the firstborn son. Now, in the message spoken word is the original seed. In paragraph 83, where Brother Branham say, all of God the son must be the same. Yes, sir. To be born of the word and spirit bring us back to the spoken word again, like in John 3. See? To be born of the water and the spirit? What does he do? Then he bring you right back again into the place of where you should have been at the beginning. And he would like to add, where were we at the beginning? The way God saw us in himself, before the foundation of the world. Then Brother Branham says. See? That's the reason of Christ's death, bring us right back again to where? Son of God. Now, then let's jump forward to paragraph 85 where Hebrew says. 85 now, this bring you right back to the spoken word. Then we are God's word made manifest. See? Jesus said the same thing. Hebrew that believe it on me. The things that, we am us. What he come for and the purpose he do. To bring a man back to believe the word of God and take nothing else with he. The works that he do. Hebrew will do also. There you are. So funny you see. God wants all his children to be like the firstborn son. That is his purpose in having many sons. And we are ordained to be conformed to that image. And since that image was the expressed image of the Father according to Hebrew 1:3 God, what's in three times and in divers manner, spake in time past unto the fathers through the prophet, does that in this last day spoken unto us in his son, them Hebrew hath appointed heir of all things, by them also Hebrew made the worlds, through being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and unfolding all things by the word of his power. When Abraham by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. 4 being made symphony much better than the angels. Abraham by inheritance obtained a more excellent and a symphony to which of the angels said Abraham at any time. To Armaison. This day we begotten te. And again. He will be a twin father. And Abraham shall be a to me a son. Now. In getting back to what Brother Branham was saying. 86 Why is it not being done today? Is it breed? Bastard children? Mixed up. He don't. Is a mule. He don't know what he believe. A mule don't know who his dad is. Who his mama is. Hebrew don't. Hebrews no pedigree. There's nothing to him. Hebrews a illegitimate creature. That's the only person that claim to believe God and don't believe his word will take a denominational creed and bred with the word. Si. You are not of God. You are dead. You can be a dead and alive at the same time. So funny even the word of God don't even grow. You are just playing the part of a hypocrite. Let them go for bishop. Priest. Cardinal or whoever he might be. That's right. He's got to be the word or you were dead. Just a legitimate child. And God's word. God par won't grow. You might grow in the same field, aw getting to directly. But you were sure not in the fold. He won't grow. So funny you see. If we were in God before the foundation of the world, and as Paul said in Galatians 2:20 he was crucified with Christ, nevertheless alive. Yet he is not he that is living, but Christ is living in me, and the life which he is now living in the flesh, he is living by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. So funny is not he that amos living, but Christ, the anointed life of the Father that was in his firstborn son, that is also living itself out in me. That is what Paul also said in Colossians 3, and if he's in be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. De set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. 3 For you are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. 4 When Christ, with our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. That means we must come to the place where we are willing to die out to self. We must come like Jesus to the place where we are not trying to dodge the new birth, but we are willing to surrender ourselves to it. So funny is not what you do, but what you just surrender yourself to. Brother Branham said in, above 7:57-09:22-43 God takes men and makes them different, not meant acting God and becoming different. God takes men and makes him different. Is not what you do, what you will, what you think, is what God does. To the mis arm of Lord Revealed, 50:08-04p, 42 now, the first thing you must do, is surrender yourself entirely to Christ, and surrender your mind to his word. Lord, I won't act upon my own feeling, upon my own thought. I will only act upon your word. I'll have no control of my own thought concerning it. I will act upon your word. Now, get that straight. How can you overcome 63:08-25 mp, 48 c, if the little baby keeps trying? Oh, I can do it. I can do it. And Hebrews just verive. Hebrew can't do it. Neither can you. Neither can he. But if we just hold still and let him do it. Just still to him. Here. Lord. Iriemos. Just let me be nothing. And yield. You put my hand in the right place. That's the victory. That's overcoming. The thing you have to overcome is yourself. Your ida. Your things. And surrender yourself to him. Hebrew overcome for you. Hebrew knows the way. We don't. U certain saum 60-1218p61. Is God's love and mercy measured out to you to take it? Don't cost you one thing. Only thing it cost you is just to surrender your life to him and receive it. How simple. Just forge all you ever can you and just surrender yourself to him. And that's how it comes. Is just receive. Receiving it that way. He wants funny from the beginning 60-0306p47 every man's got to be born again. And this sinful nature killed in him. And a new man born in him. Which is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Then you surrender yourself completely to Christ. And Christ comes in. And writes a book of acts through you. How we know that's the truth. My friend, how we know is the truth. Christianity vs. Idolatry 61-1217p90. Oui. In his image. A living image of a living God. When you surrender yourself to God, and God comes into you, what does he make you? A living image of God. So funny that is what we want to be by God's grace this morning. Just living image of the living God. Just like his firstborn son was. But we must die to self. And we must surrender our hearts and our man to God and accept every word that Hebrew says. Our guide. And our instruction for how to live and how to love. Jesus said. The things I speak are what my father commanded me what to say. There you are. That's how to be the son in the image of the firstborn. Listen to what Jesus said of his relationship with the father. In John 12:49-54 he have not spoken of myself. But the father which sent me. Hebrew gave me a commandment. What he should say. And what he should speak. And he know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever he speak therefore. Even as the father said unto me. So funny speak. And Hebrew also said in John 5:19 the Father works and he work it erto. Not. My own idea of what he think my father might want me to do. Or say. No. That's not yet all. That would be our own mental reasoning. But Hebrew said. The son can do nothing but what Hebrew sees the father do. That does the son like this. From his sermon from that time 60-0302p21 Brother Branham said. And she got down on her knees. And he asked her to pray. And she prayed for a few moments. She looked over at me. And she said. Brother Branham. He now is going to make a new star. He said. See. He won't do one bit of good. You are going just exactly the same road you've been over. He won't work. And she said. He mean in my heart. He said. He know you do. But that devil's strong and any mental powers that you could put to him. That's the reason he don't believe in intellectual religion. I believe a man's got to be born again of the Holy Spirit. He's got to be a deeper tenure thinking. He's got to be an experience. And she said, what must he do? He said, just stay right there. And we prayed and prayed. He went ahead and prayed with some people and come back. She was praying. He come back to her again. And after a while he come back. And she was deeply in sincerity. In half a moment, she raised up. With tears running down her cheek. She looked me in the face. She said, Brother Branham, some things happened. He said, you don't have to turn a new page now. The woman's married and got a family. And a lovely, sweet, born again Holy Spirit fiat saint. Cause God could take her back to a place where she started to do wrong. That's his goodness. And from that time, she was a changed woman. From the time of a young girl, to at one time she was evil. God taken her back, and from that time she was different. You see, God is not coming for a people who think his message is just a new creed or some thing. And the doctrine of Christ is not theology to be argued over. No, not at all. The doctrine of Christ is a reality of your position in the family of God. The doctrine of Christ, to know and understand it from your heart will bring with it the same life that was in the firstborn son, and you will see your own life become a reflection of his life. Because God wants to live out your life for you, in your own set of circumstances. Paul said in Ephesians 4:11 and Hebrews gave some, apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers, those for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, that's the building up of the body of Christ, trust in we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, that's a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, you see we to the knowledge of the Son of God, we to the revelation of Jesus Christ, and our understanding of the relationship between the Father and his firstborn Son, we would never know how to act as children of God. We will never grow up. Paul said, 14 that we henceforth be no more children, to send to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, rapidly in wait to deceive, 15 but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, says from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working that is the energy of God in the measure of every part, so funny matters not what measure you have been given, that same energy of God will work in you in the same way, in the same nature and with the same result that he worked in the whole, and he will make a tankras of the body into the edifying of itself in love. The trial and test God gives a twitch of you are very unique to your own life circumstance, and God wants your vessel to reflect himself through your circumstance. And it matters not who you are. My circumstances are different with my wife's circumstances and they are different from our daughter. And each of my daughter have a set of circumstances that are unique to them. And God wants to live out their lives and show himself the same yesterday. Today and forever in each of our lives. No matter who you are, if you are a son or daughter of God, Hebrew wants to borrow your body, Sophani just to any to him, or give it to him. Just surrender yourself to him that Hebrew might use your vessel to manifest his life through it. That is what life is all about. He's not saying what you can do with this vessel, but allowing God to use it to see what Hebrew will do with it. When I was in Africa, traveling from Malawi to Shamazambia, we had a set of circumstances set upon us that we are not used to it. First we had a tear nearly come off. When the brother tried to tighten, the lug nut Hebrew broke off and leaving only 4 of 6 on the wheel. He noticed then that all tear were missing a lug nut. We do not have issue like this in our country. But then again our dollar is worth $5,000 of their own. Therefore instead of being angry, we learn to accept whatever condition we are in and try to make the best of it. That does not make you any less tired. But it does give you peace. We do not release out poor people are until you release that having a lug nut on your vehicle is a luxury. Well, after reloading alt and minister, we got it fixed and proceeded towards Shamazambia and an hour later the right rear tire blew out. So funny we pulled over, reloaded the minister again and took out all the luggage out, replaced the blown tire with the spare, tire and took off down the road again, avoiding all the pothole in the pavement. Half hour later the spare tire blew and we sat by the road again, but this time with no spare and no town in sight. Finally I passed with a pickup truck stopped and we loaded the spare and the blown tire into the back. As three of us traveling to the next town to seek help. We got help at a filling station, but had to hire a taxi to get the mechanic because Hebrew was not about to walk to town at midnight. Finally by 3h du matin we arrived to our hotel with meeting to begin in a few hours later. But remember this is Africa. And God set you sure to deliver his message. And it matters not that the circumstances are the same, how it is used to or not. So funny we are at peace. And Paul said we must learn to be content in whatever circumstance we are pushed. When he go over and speak to brothers who live in such a different world than we live in. Yet he see that God wants to live out through them no less than Hebrew lived out his life through his son Jesus. And that is because God has already ordained it. And so funny Hebrew has said the circumstance that surround your life. Hebrew did it. Not you. It was not good luck that placed you where you are. It was God who set you where you are today. Psalm 37:23 The footsteps of the right are ordered of the Lord. And Hebrew delight in his way. Proverbs 16:9 A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 3, In all thine ways acknowledge him. And Hebrew shall direct thine path. But where he sees the problem with the church today is that the people want to dodge what God has for them. We do not accept that our set of circumstances means anything to God. But he does. And your unique sort of trial is there to build his own character in you. From his sermon, Balm of Gilead 61:0-8p, 55 Brother Branham said, You know, the new birth what people want to dodge. They want to dodge the issue. So funny the devil patch you up. 16. When you believe, that's when you were born again. That's not right. Listen. Any birth, I said before, any birth is a mess. I don't care where is that. If he's in the pig pen, he's a mess. A mess of pig being born out there. Is a horrible thing. If he was out in the field when a calf's born, is a horrible thing. Nasty mess. If he's out in the pink decorated hospital room, he's still a mess. And the new birth is a mess. But you have to have that messy thing to bring forth new life. Amen. That's what is the matter with the people today. They're afraid it'll wash some of the pain off their face and make them straighten up. They got the toxin, but they don't want to take it. And God's going to ask you why so many. Didn't you do it? Why didn't you? There's toxin. There's balm in gilead. There's physicians there. But the reason is because the people don't want to subscribe to this physician. They want an aspirin instead. They don't want to diagnose the case. When you go into a doctor and tell him, "My, I'm sick. My stomach's hurting. My head's hurting. If Hebrew wants to get rid of you, well, the first thing Hebrew do, Hebrew will give you a little formula that's got some aspirin and send you out. That's not a doctor. Hebrew's trying to get rid of you. A real doctor will examine that case till Hebrew finds the reason and then start to work from there. Turning north vers 61-0129p, 20 is to win revival. When you bring forth a man that's supposed to be intellectual, must have been schooled. They're trying to dodge that issue of new birth. The church is trying to dodge it. Today we take people in by water baptism. Put them in the church by water baptism. You might put them in the church by water baptism. But you will never put them into Christ by water baptism. You got to be born in there by the Spirit. That's right. I've often said, is again. I don't care what kind of a birth is. Any birth is a mess. If he's in a pig pen, or if he's in a corn shock, or if he's in a pink decorated hospital room, is a mess. And so funny is the new birth a mess. It'll make you do things that you never thought you'd do. It'll make you weep, bawl, cry, and raise up your hands, and turn all kind of shines, and everything else. And you will act disgraceful before a starchy, self-stealing group. But you don't care. How long are you get burst out of it? Why 61-0128p, 46 now the thing of is. That they're trying to dodge that new birth. They got too much prestige. They got too much knowledge. Whenever you get to a place that you feel you are just a little better than somebody else. When you get to a place that you think that your stand in life is just a little higher than the other one. You ain't going to get it on you. That's right. But there's one thing about the new birth, it'll make a tuxedo, sui and a pair of overall, puis their arms around one another. Call it other brother. It'll make a gingham dress, and a silk dress, puis their arms around one another. And call it other sister, whenever you really get down to business with God. That's right. Notice that Brother Branham said the people have too much prestige. We must learn to surrender our prestige to God. My next man in Santa Maria 62-0630p, 83 and the new birth is the same thing. Is a mess. But he comes the life out of that mess. Only way you can receive life. Is through a birth. Is messy. But he makes a life. People try to dodge it. They don't want to wash the mascara off their face. You'd look all pretty if you wouldn't wear it. Yes. If you LL Traya, little like 2 and 4. It LL Bital dot max factor ever could make. I LL tell you that. If you LL just try a little of that. It LL be on it an LL body. A sweet. Make. Qui a spirit. That's what this woman had. That's what Esther had when she came before the king. That's the reason she overran the other girls. Because she came adorning herself with a sweet spirit before him. Now, listen. I'll try to dodge what God has for them. Even Jesus Christ himself tried to dodge what God had for him. Did you know that? Jesus Christ, our eldest brother, the firstborn of God, tried to dodge the cross. But after playing a night hebrew just surrendered himself to God's will for his life. Now, that is not my opinion. That was what a vindicated prophet of God said. From his sermon, Saul's in prison now 63-11-10 MP, 94 the brother Branham said, Ive told you the truth. Ive attempt to do it. Not a thing because I don't want to do what God tells me to. But I love you. I don't want to hurt you. So funny what am I going to do? But pure divine love will drive you to do it. Jésus even prayed to dodge the cross. Is it possible that the cup should pass, said. Nevertheless. Not my will. Tin. And from his sermon. God leading himself in simplicity 63-0412 p. 132 when you surrender fully. Hebrew XLL come in fully. But until you surrender. Hebrew can't come in fully. Surrender. Surrender your tooth. Surrender your thinking. Surrender your life. Surrender your all. Surrender your prestige. Surrender everything to him now. And Hebrew XLL come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's what Hebrews here to do. I will continue with paragraph 87 of the spoken word is the original sin brother Branham said. Alright. Alright. We notice then. See. The spoken word. Then we are God's word made manifest. That's how God wants his church, is to manifest himself. How can Hebrew manifest himself unless his own seed is in that person? How can you with your own tooth and God manifest himself through you? How can you take your own belief and say, well, my pastor Tash, my creed says that this, there's a miracle. How you going to do that and then be a manifested son of God? How you going to do it? The death of Jesus went nothing to you. Oh. You accept him and I save you. You don't. You say you do. But you don't. Your works prove what you are. Jesus said the same thing. If you think he was illegitimately born. They said. W apostrophe Abraham son in nobody to teach us. Said. If you was Abraham's children, you de no maître, si? Said, which one of you condemn me of sin, une belief? Show me one thing that God promised of me that ain't fulfilled. Show me one thing that the Father promised that he haven't fulfilled. Sin is une belief. Let's see you produce then. That the one them. Si? Certains lit. Said. Who's accusing me? Who can condemn me with sin, une belief? Si? If you don't believe, then why is the Father doing through me like Hebrews doing? Every word that Hebrew promised? Now. Let me see where you got in yours. What Brother Branham is telling us here is that we are ordained to reflect the image of the original seed. And that could not be possible unless we have the life that was in the firstborn seed. For if we have the life, then we have the nature. For the to are one in the sense the nature of the life is the reflected attribute and manifested characteristic of the life in the seed. Look. If we are so fully absorbed by our own daily life, we cannot let Christ live before us. Paul said in Romans 13:8, "I didn't run up the bar, except for the huge above love you each other. When you love others, you complete what the law has been after all along. The law says don't sleep with another person's spouse. Don't take someone's life. Don't take what isn't yours. Don't have a be wanting what you don't have. And any other don't you can think of finally adds up to this, love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law, the sum total is love. Once but make sure that you don't get so fully absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligation that you lose track of the time and dose of oblivion to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touch on the work Hebrew began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute. Must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence. In sleeping around and dissipation. In mickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger. Waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourself in Christ. And be up and about. So funny in putting on Christ we must put off self. And let the mind that was in Christ be in you. That is what Hebrew wants. Jesus Christ the same 55:08-06-19 now. Here's what happen. When a man star out, Hebrew will go to reason. Hebrew will go to the school of theology. And Hebrew will go from church to church and wonder if this one's got the truth. Or if that one's got the truth. Or Hebrew will take his membership from one church to another. You should never do that. You should put your membership in heaven on the book of life. And there it will be forever. Now, all church, Christian church, as good meaning, every one of them, and I believe every one of them as truth. And now, I don't mean to try to say now they don't have all the truth. Sure, I believe. If they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that's the truth. Amen. Now, but what a man will do? Hebrew will hear a little something and keep moving his paper. Well now, you will never find Christ moving your paper. You have to move your thought. You have to move your thinking, and get away from reason and move your thought from your own way of thinking to what God think. Let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. And then when you begin to think his thought, you will begin to live his life and do the things that Hebrew did. See what I mean? Now, because he's not you, he's Christ. Look, what we are saying is not positive thinking. The devil is positive thinking, but we do not want that. We want the mind of Christ to be in us. That is what we want. That is what God wants. Hebrew wants us to be conformed to the image of his firstborn son who came forth in his own image. Why am to be a chapter 64, 1221p, Count they would have killed some kind of a working of an evil spirit against their positive thinking. You hear so funny much today about positive thinking, you just put your mind on anything, and think positive only. The devil can do that. There's only one thing that rules over all, and that's God's word. If you are thinking contrary to the word, forge your thinking. Think on the word. Messiah, they thought, would not be found in such a place. A mess at that. Could you imagine a fine, great high priest, or clergyman, all policed in theology, would come down to a sable full of manure, and accept the message of a poor, humble shepherd that had no education, and wouldn't come. Ceci, he can prove it to you. This is the baby. This is the messenger. And you know what them people would have said? The man is honest. Hebrews very sincere in what Hebrews saying. But Hebrews absolutely wrong. Futurium 64-0802p, 76 now. Many of you wonder how that discernment comes? I'm going to tell you. See? Is a word that he say? And isn't my thinking? Cause he don't know. He don't know of the thinking of he. How can he tell you who you are and where you come from? When he don't know you? How can he tell you what you done 10 years ago? When he never seen you in my life? How can he tell you where you do and what you will do 10 years from now? How do he know the future? But he is somebody else's thought. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. See? Then he isn't your thinking. Is his thinking through you? And you are not expressing your own words? You are expressing his words. God's gift alve fine place 63-1222p, 44 God works through human ban to redeem human ban. Hebrew can take you. Works through you to redeem humanity. If you will completely dedicate everything you are. If you are a young woman. Dedicate your moral. You are a young man. Dedicate your moral. Dedicate your mind. Dedicate your thinking. Dedicate your heart. Dedicate your soul. Dedicate all you are and let Christ work through that. What a glorious thing. Who is this 59-1004MP, 34. A supernatural God can change his nature to fit people's nature. People has to change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. And that's why people cry. Who is this? Is God in the midst of his people? They don't understand it. God will never come to your level. You will have to come to his. God will not come to your requirement. You have to come to God's. And then when that requiem is made upon, a promise that God meant to redeem the people. If that requiem has made, your entire being change, your thinking change, your habit change, everything about you change, your desire change, your living change, your habit change, you change. Everything about you change, cause there's a new life in you. Can we see Jesus 58-0619p, 14 you have to have God on the inside before you can see him on the outside. And there's many people that don't seem to understand what God is. But Hebrew has to come in, and look through your eyes, use your eyes, and your mind. Your thinking, and your sight, your emotion, all has to be fully controlled by God. Dor to the heart 58-03-16p, 42c. Now, you can come in. But don't you dare open that door. Don't you go to this one. But you can stand right here. Would you feel very welcome? That's the way with some of you church members. You just came come push. Oh. You want him to be your savior? But Hebrew wants to be your lord. Lord is rulership. Hebrew wants to be your ruler? Not just your savior only. You want him as savior? But what about being your lord? That will control you? Control your emotion? Control your thinking? Control your every fiber of you? That you could say like the man years ago who lay mean? Form to life is Christ and to die is gain. Lay mean? In that way to be a ruler and lord over you. Door inside door 58-0209p, 31 you must claim be a supreme ruler. That is, Hebrews over all. Hebrews over your opinion. Hebrews over everything that you have. Hebrews over your emotion. Hebrews over your ida. Hebrews control every fiber of your thinking. Everything that you are you should turn over to him. If Hebrews going to be your savior and your lord. Jection of time 56-015p, 21-01 zirchable. The irrational thinking of man can never comprehend the miraculous. You have to come in contact with omnipotence. Then when you do that, you are in contact with the supernatural. Your life change, your thinking change, your mind change, you are made different. Your sickness is finished. God's great power moving. Moses at the bush. Hebrews and the omnipotent. And Hebrews in the miraculous. God won't satisfy with giving Moses just a message to go down and pray to the Egyptian and to pray to the Israelite. God the omnipotent and the miraculous God won't a God if Hebrews just reveal it to one man. But Hebrews said, Texas signs. Alleluia. Texas signs and show them down there. And I'll be with you. Change. The junction and come. Time for some meeting to take place. But before that thing takes place, God gives his warning. I'm still Jehovah. He's still live. And I'm omnipotent. I'm the miraculous God. Face of Abraham 55-1118p, 21 and the very believe in your is a Christian tonight. Because, not that you were good, but because God was going to call you. You couldn't come yourself. Your nature's against you. You just couldn't. I said the other night. Make a big believe Hebrews from getting slop. Because it is nature. See? Now, the only. Aleopar could not change his spot. No matter how bad Hebrew would look, Hebrew's the only bright any. And you don't want reformation. You don't want to try to reform. Or do a little better. You've got to be changed completely inside. And the nature come from within. And it'll work out. But get right inside at the beginning. And you begin with a soul before the world was ever formed. When God created man in his own image. Now. You got to get that right. And that's what has to be born again. Not your thinking. It takes care. Imove with this. But get this right. And this will be alright too. If you just get your heart right. Your intellectual will move right with you. Now, Aoudate Brugeled Abraham. Se 25 years old. And also Sarah. Being 65. Told them about a baby they were going to have. And Abraham waited 25 years before the baby ever came. Testifying every day. Perhaps. That Hebrew was going to have the baby. He meant Sarah. And. How was Hebrew going to have when he was getting more possible all the time? But Hebrew didn't look at how old Sarah was. Or how old Hebrew was getting. Hebrew looked at what God had promised. Amen. Do you see? God's provided way 64-0206 EP, 16. You have to die. You have to die before you can be reborn. Any seed has to die before is regenerated again. Unless he die, he abide alone. A man's got to die to his own thinking. Hebrews got to die to the thinking of anything but God's word. And come his way. That's God's ground. We don't meet him on our truth. We meet him on what Hebrew said though. That's God's provided way for us. People dodgy. They don't want it. But it's true just the same. He tell him. He produce death. And you have to die. Die to your thinking. Well. He knows the Bible says he. But he can't understand it. Then stazer till God reveal it. That's right. Is God. That's the new birth. Absolutant 63-1201 P, 9. Now. The thing you have to do. Here's just a little inside. See? Is catching your spirit. See? And then you are projecting toward your very thought. See? And you change your thinking. See? Then when he does that, then you can center on Christ, and from there she can go on. But you've got to change your way of thinking. See? She can change herself. She just run in a viral, and you've got to pick that up. Now, there is a little something that give you some. Don't try to study it. Don't do it. Just believe and go on. Spirit of Truth 63-018 P, 13. Now. Is such a marvelous thing. And then yet is funny simply if we would just stop and think. We press. We give. We fear. We get in frustration and do just thinking. Well. Must he press in? Isn't that. Is just yielding, see? Realizing that you were nothing. And just claim completely take over your thinking. Take over. Now. I don't mean to walk up to Christ with just a blank mind. I don't mean that. You come to him in your right mind. And in the penitent mind. And humble. And then say. Lord Jesus, here am I, now, is written here in your word that you had many things yet to say to the disciples. You said they could not bear them now, and perhaps that's your case today. We cannot understand them. On NS 62-021P, 102 what is it? You've got to get with the word. Get yourself killed out. I'm persuaded that many of us, friends, have received the Holy Ghost, but we just receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us to a place where we don't want to lie, we don't want to steal, we don't want to do anything. But God wants to fill every fiber of his church. Hebrew wants to fill your thinking. Hebrew wants to fill your mind. Hebrew wants to feel every bit of you, Just make you completely, totally dead to yourself or to your thinking. Just so funny surrendered in God, till his words just living right through you. You don't know nothing else but God's word. Just stay right with his word. He is life. My words are life, said Jesus. Hebrews placed wisdom. Tache believing the Bible. Prophet that says the truth. That say, shows sim prophecy that have been done through the age. What? Hebrew done? Hebrews showing himself alive among them. Confirming his word. His word. The kingdom of God is God's word with power. Tokens 63-0901MP, 110 which is a great sign of the time at hand. Warning us, time is at hand. Oh, Texas solemnly. We should love one another. Oh, my. We should be so fun in love. Don't never speak evil against one another. If somebody makes a mistake, pray for him. Right quick. We are together in this with God. We are brothers and sisters. Oh, life godly. Life, life like daughter of God. Life like son of God. Life sweet, kind, humble. Let no evil come in your mind, in your thinking. Just dismiss it. If it knock on the door, take it away. Just say just show your token. Just keep walking. I'm under the blood. Conference 63-0608P, 68 you must be born again. Everything has to die away. All your theology, all your thinking, all you ever was or ever expect to be, your life and everything has to die away. And then the Holy Spirit comes a push, that's when you take off a shoes. Stand before God. Nothing in my arms he bring, simply to a crucicling. That's where Moses had to come, where Hebrew could be what God said though, the burning bush conference. Then God said, I will show you my glory now, after Hebrew was willing to go. And Hebrew went down in Egypt. Hebrew that is in you 63-11-10p, 80 if we only could receive this truth. Now, just a moment. If we only could release what this scripture means, Hebrew that is in you is greater than Hebrew that's in the world. We can't understand that, yet we say we believe. And we know it's true. But we really don't understand it. Greater is Hebrew that's in you, than Hebrew that's in the world. What is in you that's greater? Is Christ, the anointed. God that was in Christ is in you. Greater is Hebrew that's in you, than Hebrew that's in the world. Then if Hebrew is in you, is not you anymore living, is him living in you. See? Is not your thinking and what you would think about this? Is what Hebrew said about this? See? Then if Hebrew is in you, Hebrew absolutely would not do what Hebrew said. Hebrew couldn't do it. But Hebrew would keep what Hebrew has said. And Hebrew's trying to find that person that Hebrew can vindicate himself through.